Okay, we'll call to order a council meeting for August 13th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the citizens of this body, guide us tonight and the future as well. Amen.
Can we have a roll call?
Scott Brown.
Here.
Jim Westfall.
Here.
Wayne Chapman.
Here.
Ronnie Rowe.
Here.
Dan Abelard.
Here.
Shelley Rowe.
Here.
Ann Saunders.
Here.
Mayor Melvin.
Here. Next is adoption of the agenda.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Wayne Chapman.
Yes.
Ryan Rowe.
Yes.
Dan Abelard.
Yes.
Shelley Rowe.
Yes.
Ann Saunders.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the agenda is adopted. Need approval of minutes for the July 23rd meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes for the July 23rd meeting.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Wayne Chapman.
Yes.
Ryan Rowe.
Yes.
Dan Abelard.
Yes.
Shelley Rowe.
Yes.
Ann Saunders.
Yes.
And those are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. The only thing I'll mention is that after this meeting, we'll take a short break and then I'll do the State of the City for 2017.
17.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And Kirk, we've gotten a crowd. They had a great event out the Cub League with the World Series. So good job. It was. I hope all of you got the chance to go out and enjoy some games.
Oh, yeah. Mayor, I might mention several of us attended the, I might forget the exact name of it, the State of Our Health Road Tour at Vincennes University Friday, and learned a lot of very good information about the state of our health, both the state of Indiana and Knox County. And I think the thing I came out of the meeting with is we're on the right track. In terms of our ongoing investments in recreational opportunities in the community, a complete street ordinance with its bike lanes as part of that. I think we're on the right track, but we have a lot of challenges to overcome as a state and as a county, so we need to keep up with that kind of investment.
Okay. Anyone else? Committee chair reports. None. Report of city officers. None. We'll move to old business. Ordinance 12-2018, ordinance regulating the operation of food vending vehicles. Your first reading was June 25th.
Motion for second reading for ordinance 12-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 12-2018.
Ordinance 12-2018 is amended in ordinance of the Vincennes County Council regulating the operation of food vending vehicles in the informal parks containing sections 1 through 11.
Discussion?
I feel this is pretty good right now. We've got a lot of things added to it. Like some common sense things, you know, like 15 feet away from a hydrant. Out of alleyways, those kind of things that weren't in there to begin with. There are some things that are redundant, like the health inspection stuff that the state already asked for. I see why it's there, but it seems kind of redundant since it's already there. The one issue that I have, Section 7 with the Main Street, this is the carve out for Main Street, what would stop us or any other place from saying, hey, we've got certain circumstances that make us unique. Where in section 4, where it says that you need to be 50 feet away from an area, wouldn't that basically cancel out anything on Main Street anyway? So while it is vastly improved from what we've been looking at and we've seen some of the changes that have been discussed, I just don't see the need for the Main Street specifications be put in there, because I mean, kind of opens the door then for other areas to be like, hey, we have specific circumstances that we need taken care of as well. So it kind of leads to kind of a path that I think is basically addressed in section four of this ordinance.
I agree. I think we could eliminate that section concerning Main Street. I also, on the section two, I'd like to take out the 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. on private property. I think if it's private property, we shouldn't put restrictions on time.
I agree with you on that.
Me too.
I do too.
So can I make a motion to eliminate those two things and call for a vote?
And then move forward.
As amended.
Okay.
On second reading, and then fix it on third reading.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Call for a question.
Attorney Wells?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Paul Brown?
Yes.
Brian Burrow?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Alvarez?
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 12-2018 passes by a vote of 7-0. Do we need to make a motion to amend it, or?
I'll make a motion to amend it. Remove the Main Street section and the private property restrictions on time.
Second.
Got a motion by Councilman Grove, sent by Councilman or Vice President Westfall to amend the ordinance and scratch out under section 2, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and eliminate section 7, correct? And then. Okay, and renumber. That makes sense. Any discussion?
Question.
Jerry Rice?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Paul Brown?
Yes.
Brian Burrow?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Alvarez?
Yes.
And that passes by a vote of 7-0. Now have third reading of.
Yes, third reading.
Someone needs to make a motion for third.
Make a motion for third reading. 12-2018.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion by Councilman Grove, sent by Vice President Westfall to read and approve third reading on ordinance 12-2018.
Ordinance 12-2018 is amended in ordinance of the Vincennes Common Council regulating the operation of vehicles, section 2, deleting the last clause of the last sentence and agreeing to time from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. Also deleting the section 7. The Main Street restriction and renumbering to the little number of sections 1-10.
Discussion?
No question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Paul Brown?
Yes.
Brian Burrow?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Alvarez?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, our food vending ordinance has passed. Move on to claims.
Motion to approve the claims in the amount of $580,168.54.
Second.
Got a motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to pay the claims in the amount of $580,168.54.
Call for question.
Paul Brown?
Yes.
Brian Burrow?
Yes.
Dan Alvarez?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the claims are paid. Do you have anything under miscellaneous? If not, we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned. And we'll be back in here 1:15, and I'll do the state of the city. 5:00.